Just as Kansas winter wheat fields are greening up, producers gathered at recent WheatRx seminars in Salina and Colby to gain insights into the latest research recommendations for how to maximize the yield and quality of this year's harvest. The seminars, conducted on March 11th in Salina and March 12th in Colby, provided a comprehensive overview of the combined impact of varietal selection and best management practices. The seminars were part of WheatRx, a partnership between Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension, to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. This effort includes a series of extension publications at kswheat.com/WheatRx and educational outreach. Kicking off the event, Alan Fritz, K-State wheat breeder, discussed the most recent field data from performance trials conducted each year across the state. Based on high variability in field data in recent years, driven largely by spotty rain and prevalent drought conditions, he encouraged growers to consider multiple years of performance testing when selecting wheat varieties, and he cautioned against relying on 1 year's outstanding or poor performance. Top traits to watch include not just the overall yield potential, but also stability, disease resistance, and quality. If it works for your farm, keep using it, Fritz advised. Speakers also addressed the importance of fertility management, with Drovar Ruiz-Diaz, K-State Associate Professor and Nutrient Management Specialist in Agronomy, discussing nitrogen and phosphorus applications. He emphasized the importance of striking a balance between optimum agronomic applications and economic efficiency. Disease management was another crucial topic, with Kelsey Anderson Onofre providing an overview of the relative threat and varietal resistance to diseases like rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and related viruses. Looking at average statewide yield loss from 2013 to 2023, stripe rust is by far the largest disease threat to the Kansas wheat crop, she noted, highlighting K-State's new stripe rust risk forecasting tool developed in collaboration with Pennsylvania State University, which allows producers to track as rust spreads from the southern states into Kansas. She also emphasized control of volunteer wheat and termination of cover crops that can serve as a green bridge for vectors like the wheat curl mite as critical for all producers. Other topics included discussion on weed management by Sarah Lancaster, K-State Assistant Professor an extension specialist, including the newly released 2025 Chemical Weed Control Guide. Of note, she discussed the rise of jointed goat grass as a weed to watch since there are limited chemical control options in certain wheat varieties. Romulo Lolato, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, rounded out the day with a long-term research project examining the impacts of different management decisions when combined with specific varietal selections. Find out more at kswheat.com/WheatRx. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.